everyone, and welcome back to Cinema Gems. And as always, I'm your host, the Admirable Admiral. And we're in a video store somewhere in your hometown, so come find us. Yes, video stores still exist. Very rarely, but yes, they still exist. And it's me and the Honorable Tesla this week. The Admirable Admiral, or better known as just the Admiral, and the Honorable Tesla this week. Eric, how's the week off? Holidays. I decided to give him the week off. Also, guys, next week we'll have a very special episode. It will be another episode of Drink and Think, and I will have a very, very special guest on. But first, we're going to get to Coco. The review of Coco. Coco. Wow. This movie. Well, besides the 22-minute short of Frozen, yeah. Fuck that. Like, that could have been a TV show. And I feel like they intended it to be a TV special. So let's talk about Coco. Coco was phenomenal. The art style was amazing. There was one scene where it legitimately looked like a real jacket that I've seen. And it's just... Alright, so first off, there's a boy, Miguel, and he lives in Mexico with his family. And they're setting up for De los Muertos, Day of the Dead. And he finds out that his father is a famous musician. So he goes and tries to make a break like he did. But his family doesn't like that. So he goes and finds a guitar after his grandmother destroyed it. So he goes and finds a guitar, ends up going on the other plane, which is the De los Muertos plane, or the astral projection plane, maybe. Just different things about, like, he sees all of his dead family members, because in De los Muertos, you set up pictures, and I'm pretty sure y'all guys know about this, that you come in, you do, you leave their favorite stuff, and they come and they, you know, hang out with you and all that. But something goes awry, and he can't go back because he wants to be a musician, and his dead great-great-grandmother says no, it can't happen. So, there's a clause that he can't, you know, do that. So he decides to, you know, go and find his grandfather, and he goes off. Which is, I was talking to Patron, it's Mexican Elvis. That's the best representation that I could think about. Was hysterical was that. But I'm not comparing him, you know, to Elvis or anything. But it was very, very funny. Very good animation, amazing, really good. Probably my top three. To be completely honest with you, my top three Pixar films. Very interesting. Very, like, wow, this could be amazing. It's very intriguing. Just, like, it made you think. And I like movies that make you think. And, of course, you have Dante, the dog, which is probably one of my favorite characters in the entire movie. Because I feel like that would be Tesla just following me around all over the Day of the Dead plane. Also, and then you find out if you forgotten on our side of the world, you cease to exist and you go somewhere else beyond where you are at now. They don't know where it goes. So they have like a little community of where all the forgotten people go. And Miguel, you know, finds out and tells, you know, hey, you know, I need to go to this guy's house, blah, 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 you know. Well, okay, you can, here's a guitar, go and if you win this contest, you automatically go. All right, cool. So, I kind of want to stop right here, and I'm going to talk about, you know, the different, like, the voice acting was phenomenal. I mean, you had Cheech Marin as a correctional officer, which I thought was hysterical. Really funny. I was like, wow, I see what they did there. So maybe in real life he got, you know, fed up, so he decided, you know what, I'm gonna actually do some good in life. And you also have Ernesto de la Cruz, that's Mexican, Elvis, which really good, played by Benjamin Bratt. Like, wow, like I did not know that that was him. And you have Hector, who's the guy that Miguel finds, and they're basically like, Hector's being forgotten, so he's like, hey, if you put my picture on the other side of the plane when you get there, I'll help you find Ernesto de la Cruz. So, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship. So they're like, okay. And just like, it was really. And you got Edward James Olmos in it. It's like, wow. Amazing. Just wonderful, wonderful cast. I really liked to, you know, I like the diversity that this cast brings. Like, it's not the usual, oh, white American actors, white voice actors. You know, it brings in the Latino, you know, the Hispanic, different types of, you know, voice acting in the community, which I think that that was really, really well done. And Benjamin Bratt is probably one of the best parts of this movie. If you don't know who Benjamin Bratt is, if you watch the Doctor Strange movie, he's the guy who left Commental, I think, and left with his legs because he was in a horrible accident and he couldn't walk. That's who Benjamin Bratt is. The guy who played Hector, according to my girlfriend Patron, played in a lot of like sex movies south of the border. I thought that the guy who played Hector was actually Diego Luna, but I was wrong. I was wrong. But no, really good. Very intriguing cast. Story was phenomenal. So now we're gonna go. I'm gonna give my rating, and then we're gonna go into spoiler territory. So rating on Cinema Gems, we have a full gem is amazing movie, half gems an okay movie, no gems a horrible movie. So full gem, amazing movie. Go see it. Just show up 40 minutes late, and you'll love it because 22 minutes of that is a frozen short, and then 18 minutes of before that is trailers. Really, very wow. Like, I want to go see this again. It's very, very good. All right, so spoiler territory, spoiler territory, spoiler territory for Coco. All right, so we find out that Ernesto de la Cruz is not Miguel's great great grandfather. It is actually Hector that is, and Ernesto de la Cruz, surprising shock, no joke, surprising shock to me, that he stole all of his works, which and hence makes him Mexican Elvis, because Elvis stole all of his songs from Black Americans. So you know, that's how I feel. That's really cements that that was like a not a sat maybe a satire on Elvis, but you know, whatever, that's my opinion. It's probably wrong. It probably definitely is wrong. And so then he meets up and he sings this beautiful, beautiful song, Remember Me, and it's just phenomenal. Come to find out that Hector is being is not being remembered because Coco, who is the daughter of Hector and the woman that won't allow him to go back to the that has the clause in the contract, his mother, his great great grandmother. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting her name. I think it's Mama Inmida. Yes, I think. Let's go with that. But so there's a clause that she can't. So he decides to go, and So their child, Coco, which, and hence the movie's named after, is dying, so she's forgetting. So they get Miguel to the other side, runs back. So his family thinks he's been missing, so they don't know where he is. So he goes and he plays a song, and his abuela freaks out, and she's like, no, don't do it. And he's like, no, just listen. And he plays Remember Me to Coco, and she remembers her father, Hector, and they put his photo up. 1 year later, Coco is passed on, sadly, and you get to see the family interact, and you get to see that Hector actually gets the gratification notification that he does because they turned a camera on Ernesto de la Cruz by throwing Miguel off of a televised area in the day of the in the de los muertos area, so it shows it for who he really is, and everybody hates him and nobody likes him anymore, and he gets a bell thrown on him like he died in real life, which I thought was very poetic justice. But he will be back for the sequel. I'm calling it now. Yes, that's exactly I have it. Coco 2, Ernesto's Revenge. That's what the title is going to be. It is 2017. I'm calling it right now. But guys, that is basically Coco. Really good film. Amazing. Go check it out, please. But I think when this drops, they will stop showing the Frozen short. But you don't have to go watch the 22 minute Frozen short. Trust me, you don't. All right, guys. So that was my review of Coco. Tesla really liked Dante. Thought it was really cool. So let's move on to the news. News. All right, let's go on to some reboot rumors. Disney casts, which is really, really good. I'm going to butcher her name horribly. Yif Liu is an actual Chinese actress that Disney has cast for Mulan. Wow. Really, really am excited about this. Yes. Stop whitewashing fucking history. I fucking hate that shit. Thank you. Also, a Halloween movie is going for gore and ditching the hard R rating. They're just like, fuck it, we're going for gore. And like, so I wonder if they're going to like actually scare us. Like, are we going to be actually scared? Also, David Escoria, the guy who directed Blade 3, is being eyed to direct the reboot of Masters of the Universe. Wow. Okay. This could be cool, but also not, maybe. Also, let's move on to original stuffs. Ben Mendelsohn's role is being kept secret in Captain Marvel. Like, it's under wraps. So maybe, since they're still talking to Fox, maybe he will be Doctor Doom? That would be fucking amazing. But it probably won't happen. Also, the Queen biopic is, you know, stopping production because of Bryan Singer's health. So they're stopping to make sure that the Freddie Mercury Queen biopic movie gets done correctly, which, yes, it should get done correctly. Also, August 9th, 2019 is a very cruel anniversary of the death of Catherine, of the Manson murders, which, that's horrible. But to coincide with it, I believe it's the 50th anniversary of that. But to coincide with that, Quentin Tarantino is set to release his movie on that same day. I feel that's a little too on the nose, but it's Quentin Tarantino. What are you going to do? A spinoff news. It's a new type of thing I'm going to start doing, a spinoff news. D23 Daphne and Velma from Scooby-Doo, yes, Scooby-Doo, are getting a live-action spinoff. Why? Who asked for this? What? Also, James Franco is planning to do a Multiple Man movie, and he wants to go for a extremely hard R rating. Why Multiple Man? I mean, I can think I know why he's going to go hard R, but that's just me. I know. Never mind. No comment. No comment whatsoever. Also, Harley Quinn movie happening. Apparently, even if Margot Robbie has to fund it herself. Wow. She really likes this character. Wow. That is just wow. Also, documentary news. Some documentary. I've been really, like, loving these documentaries lately coming out. Mr. Rogers comes out, and Mr. Rogers documentary comes out in summer of 2018. Holy shit. I can't wait to watch this one. And also, Friday Goes to Hell is going to deal with some controversy about, I'm assuming, probably the Evil Dead documentary. I believe it's out now, but I'm probably wrong. But I want to watch, and, you know, I'm sure there's a podcast about Friday the 13th out there somewhere. Yes. Also, sequel talk. Daisy Ridley has said she will be finished Star Wars after Episode 9. So she will not be in the new trilogy of 10, 11, and 12. And also, it's been confirmed that that trilogy will not be Knights of the Old Republic, guys. I am upset, as you are. Very upset, because I'm like, I want a Knights of the Old Republic. I want it. Yes, I do. Also, update correction news. Jude Law will be playing a Kree, a villain in the Captain Marvel, not a Skrull. Which I'm like, okay, cool. Also, guys, let's move on to fact of the day. Fact of the day. You like that? I thought it was really, like, I guess, cool. 51% of people surveyed in the United States says abortion should be legal in all or most cases. Well, you're wrong. Yeah. Yeah, you're wrong. It's up to the choice of the women, so you have, why are you trying to control their bodies? also, that was got really dark all of a sudden. More than a third of Europeans have mental health disorder. Wow. That is very sad. Rain of fish is an annual weather event in which hundreds of fish rain from the sky onto the city in Honduras. Wow. Maybe that's where they came with the plot for Sharknado. They were like, maybe if we just put sharks instead of fish, it'll be awesome. Also, the International Space Station urine passes through special water treatment plant, so it turns it back into drinking water. Ew. Ew. Researchers are debating on adding internet addiction to the list of mental disorders. That's really, really scary. Also, some random ass fucking news law. In Ohio, it's illegal to disrobe in front of a man's portrait. A man. Wow. 3% of Americans still have dial-up internet connection. I used to have it for a long time. All right, so guys, so thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you, Marty and the Arrogant Zerber, for allowing us to use your website. Kevin George, thank you for letting us use your music. You can email us at cinemagems15@gmail.com. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Holland Sci-Fi. Also, guys, you can check us out on iTunes. And on Facebook, go give us a like. We will have another episode of Welcome to the World tomorrow coming up. And you can check us out at lowrainpictures.com, guys. But go give your 30, go give them some love. They're amazing. All right, guys, that's all I got for this week. See y'all next week. Wipe your hooves and see you later. Bye.